Thank you, Vaughan. Finally, we have three stories that should help to cheer you up. After a mother had her purse stolen in the Five Guys restaurant in Norwich, the employees took action which resulted in her getting everything back, and she thanked them with a box of chocolates. The entire UK stock of rare daffodil bulbs has been purchased to all be planted in Norwich. A head chef has created a bizarre-sounding starter, so if you want a change, you can go to the last brasserie in Norwich and try and grab a crab donut.
A mother from Wyndham has described the gobsmacking moment thieves returned cash stolen from a handbag, thanks to a keen-eyed Five Guys employee. Jill Horn, 51, from Wyndham, was enjoying a rare date night with her husband at Five Guys on Orford Place in Norwich when she realised her handbag had been snatched. The Wyndham carer said she went cold with panic and reported the incident to a restaurant staff member. On checking the CCTV footage, the employee spotted a young man bundle Mrs. Horn's bag into his rucksack before leaving with a group of friends. Mrs. Horn reported the incident to police and a couple of hours later received a call letting her know the bag had been handed into Bethel Street Police Station. But to her dismay, £20 was missing from her purse. A week later, the general manager called Mrs. Horn with some unexpected news. The thieves had returned to the restaurant and were spotted by the same employee who had checked the footage. She and the general manager confronted the group, who initially denied the incident. But once they discovered the police were involved, they agreed to return the money.
A remarkable tribute has been paid to the man who designed a popular park after a group bought every available bulb of a daffodil he cultivated to plant them in Norwich. The Friends of Higham Park, in the city's Golden Triangle, snapped up all 150 of the UK stock of a daffodil originated by Captain Sandys Winch. Captain Sandys Winch became Norwich's first park superintendent in 1919 and held the post for 34 years. During that period, the former First World War fighter pilot created Higham Park, as well as Eaton Park, Waterloo Park, Wensum Park and Milecross Gardens. But he was also a judge and national authority on daffodils, originating three varieties. One of them he originated in 1932 was the Narcissus Edward Buxton, named in honour of the former manager of Barclays Bank in Norwich. The Friends of Higham Park found out about the captain's daffodils in 2017 and managed to obtain a few bulbs. They are not widely available and are grown in very small numbers by a handful of commercial growers. But this year, they bought 150 from Scamp's daffodils in Falmouth, with funding from the City Council.
A head chef at a Norwich restaurant has created a rather bizarre-sounding starter, and diners can't get enough of it. Ian McCartan, at the last brasserie on St George's Street, was not sure people would even want to eat his crab donut, but it's been a surefire winner. The dish looks like it should ooze raspberry jam, but instead is a savoury mixture of chroma crab and herbs, and hundreds have been sold since the restaurant opened. The team of chefs are now making batches of them to keep up the supply. Crab donuts and crumpets are a current trend on menus, particularly in London, but Ian's starter is his own recipe. He said, "I thought it was a bit of a risk. I thought people might think it was the most stupid thing ever on a menu, but luckily it went the other way. We've had a lot of feedback on social media, and they photograph well." Ian is currently changing the menu as ingredients go out of season and new ones like Brancaster mussels come in. But because of the popularity of the crab donut, is leaving this on until the next menu change. The last brasserie and bar reopened recently after a transformation after the business was bought by a consortium of business bosses. Meanwhile, work is currently going on to convert the cellar into a private dining area.